Sportsbet Elite Average Games. Download the app today and make it look easy. With Sportsbet, gamble responsibly.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Dead Set Legends with you for another 2.5 hours. Oh. We've got an action-packed show for you today. Plenty of guests, plenty of laughs, plenty of information, and man, that's full of information. It's a very good morning to Bradley Ebert.
Ah, yes,
good all morning, over the buddy. Paper.
Yes, yes, yes. It's just a couple of days. A couple of days out of 6 months isn't too much, but the Bradvertiser's back, is it?
The Bradvertiser! The Bradvertiser!
I'll go with that.
And we'll go straight to Andrew Jarman, who's coming off an unbelievable victory last week. Willesden beat Gawler Central by 6 goals, and he's on top of the world, Jars. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, guys. Emma G, good morning,
good
Adelaide.
Morning.
Good morning, world. Nice to be here on this lovely, dirty, filthy Saturday morning, but we've got lots to talk about. Good to have you back, G.
Good to be here,
yes.
Always.
Yep. Isn't it? Great. Yes.
I loved the professionalism from her as well. I
got in here.
Oh, you do, have you?
Quarter past eight, she was here.
Right.
I reckon Haydo just can sleep in a little bit from time to time.
Our boy Haydo gets you at 5:00.
And what about how Emma's dressed as well?
Lovely.
You know, beautiful dress on.
Correct.
Whereas
Haydo
wears his grubby little t-shirt.
You don't have shoes on. I've got Birkenstocks and socks.
Yep. You're earthing, eh?
I'm earthing. I don't like wearing shoes, Jars.
Now, chaps, a big show. We're going to get through a fair bit. We've got the big AFLW Grand Final.
Oh,
as we all know, the Crows take on the Brisbane Lions. About 25,000 tickets have been sold so far.
Right.
Okay.
I just got a text message from one of my sources.
25. That's a very, very good sign because there'll be walk-ups.
Now, this is the issue. This is the issue.
What's the issue?
It's not 1 o'clock, 1:30 on a Saturday afternoon where there's local football played all around the state. Mm-hmm. A lot of the young girls will miss out to see their young heroes running around.
Mm-hmm.
I did come out and say early on the breakfast rush hour, which was number one, is that we should have been playing on either a Monday night standalone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, tomorrow we've got the Crows take on Fremantle. We've got Port and Carlton tonight. So where do you fit this grand final? Where it does need to be a standalone grand final for
it
the
is,
girls.
And they've fixtured it in around the AFL game. So, like, that's the own. It's its only sort of national game that's getting played at that time. But I understand what you mean because there will be kids and going out doing their thing. You're going off to Kapunda.
Well, this deserves a sold-out sign on the front gate of Adelaide Oval.
It will be. I'm sure that by the time the game starts, there'll be 40,000
there. There'll be 40,000 there, I reckon, Jazz.
Well, capacity's 38 because of the...
Well, that's rounded up to 40.
But you're right. Because you've got to wear a mask when you get into the venue. You've got to get... You know, you can't go and get your tickets at the gate... What we used to, you've got to be on the phone.
Yeah. Mm. So I just wonder if this was to happen again next year, would it be better on a Thursday night, maybe at the start of the weekend on the Monday? Because on the Monday, it's sort of,
Thursday, I reckon it'd almost be the start of the weekend. Yeah. You know, it'd almost be the start of the round.
But
I think
point.
The whole fixturing thing is an issue with AFLW as
very
well.
Very exciting for the girls today.
Yeah.
All right.
Very, very exciting.
Good luck. Yes.
And it's got a good feel about it. The girls are peaking at the right time, which is important, Jars. Mm. Now, who have we got on the show today? Jars?
We've got Jay Clark. He's got some good intel about Christian Petracca, so don't miss that, and also about Collingwood, where they're at. Harry Schoenberg.
Schoenberg.
Well, I'm going to call him Schoenberg.
Okay, we'll ask him.
Crows midfielder. He needs a good haircut, so we'll talk about that. And Chatty Sayers, we say goodbye, and you call him a great.
He is. He's one of our leading wicket takers for fast bowlers. Mm. He's not fast, let's be honest.
He'd have to be considered a South Australian great in cricket sense,
correct,
definitely.
Correct. Yeah. Nah, averages 320 wickets,
Gregory.
At 26.
Who else are you putting into that great category of South Australian cricketers?
Cricketers?
Yeah. Well, does Bluey get himself in there?
Not at all.
Oh.
Not at all.
Oh, ouchies.
No, not at all. I put him in the icon.
There you go.
Close to the bar statue.
The one above.
Gee, what are you doing with your fingers?
Well, I'm just showing you that you've been talking
winding
for a while.
Up.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go then.
Let's go.
Let's get into the show.
Let's go.
You can get involved all morning on the Triple M Automasters text line 0488 51047.
Don't miss that song.
Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett, Andrew Jarman on Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars.
Hey, Oh, thanks, sorry, Jazz. You're going to take it.
We'll go. Well, yeah. How about if I just jump in? Go on, Blue.
No. Well, I was going to bring up this. I'm not a huge fan of the buy full stop. To be honest, like once the season starts, just keep rolling around every week. But anyway, there's of course we get the buy before the final starts at the moment. Now, a few of the coaches have come out and said because of the mandatory 12-day concussion rule, now maybe they should switch the buy to the week before the grand final to allow anyone that has been concussed the week before get themselves up for the grand final, which has happened to Chelsea Randall today. So, guys, I'd love to hear your comments on that, whether you think it's a good idea, because that may mean, like they do in the NFL, and the AFL just follow everything that the NFL do. They have a two-week build-up.
They do. They
Has it got any traction?
Yeah, but it works for the NFL because it's a travelling road show. They travel all over America to play the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So it doesn't compare to the AFL competition and AFL
football. You're saying definitely not. You're saying no,
keep it
the way it is.
I'm
I'm going yes. I'm going yes purely for the fact of seeing Jars get grumpy, but also the fact that I'm not 100% sure if it needs to get brought in just purely for the concussion protocol. I think that we're all getting a little bit jumpy at the moment around that, but I also see that there's a lot of positives behind it because you think about players that have had, you know, sprained ankles and they're limping to the grand final and they're struggling through, or someone that
has a slight tweak in the hammy. But doesn't that make our game unique when that happens?
It does.
It's a gladiator sport.
It's a brutal sport. But there's a bye before the finals. And they're finding that a lot of the time, the teams that finish first and second aren't actually making the grand final because they lose that home ground advantage.
Don't have a bye in the first place.
But I think as a player, you needed the byes. Footy is a contact sport, Bluey. Cricket was very, you'd be able to cruise around
and play something each week.
No, but this is what I'm saying. So to help it, you just have a bye instead of having it at the end of the year. You've got one in the middle of the year, and then the two best teams at the end of the year, when they're facing off in the biggest battle of their lives, they get the week to freshen up so then go into it better. I'm for it.
I'm dead against it. You don't have a bye before.
But you would have said 3 years ago you don't have a bye before the finals.
But and now I don't agree with that.
And now we have it.
I don't agree with that.
But we have it.
But I don't agree with it.
I don't like that one either. If you're going to have a bye around then, have it at the end.
If you've got a mid-year bye, absolutely. Mm. Yep, a player should have a bye. We used to have a bye when we played state football. Mm. The clubs would have a bye.
Yeah, but just rest the player. If players don't have a bye.
Why do you need to rest the players?
Well, that's the point. That's the point of managing your squad.
But they do. They do manage their squads to the edge of their life.
Well.
They're so good at it now. You've got to commend their sports doctors and fitness gurus now. The players are in the best physical conditions I've ever been.
That's right.
So why do they need a bye before a grand final? Because someone gets knocked out.
A season smashes you to the point where I just feel as if two best sides going at it in the final game of the year, give them a week, get them ready. And the thing is, the other side of it, like all that side of it is good, but at the same time, if they're trying to build hype, they're trying to build interest in the game, getting a weekend off and really like having a Brownlow as a standalone event, having like different events throughout that week could really just propel it into another position where everyone wants to be involved.
So they have the 12 days off because a couple of players are sore and a little bit banged up into the grand final. What happens 2 minutes into the grand final when a player gets concussed?
Well, then they're out of the game. It's just like another game.
Exactly right. So what's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Well, then you're a player, Dan. You've got this extra sub now. How many more blokes do you want on the bench?
Yeah, but there's the sub there.
That's
cool.
Leave the flaming game alone.
Do you know, one thing that if we swing a little bit, I was really respectful of the way that Chelsea Randall went about it this week with the whole concussion protocol going into a grand final. I thought she handled it brilliantly because...
she's a leader. She knows how to handle herself.
Totally. But at the same time, in terms of like the AFL competition is there as a benchmark for then the rest of the, you know, the feeder sort of competitions and the leagues and the youth growing through, for her to stand up and say, you know what, I'm doing this for the betterment of my own personal well-being and that other leagues should follow, I'm a big fan of it. I had a chat with someone during the week who got concussed last week playing country footy, and he was I'm still worried about not playing this weekend because I wasn't 100% knocked out, and I just feel as if there's still that stigma there. And I'm sitting there going, well, if someone like Chelsea can stand up and do that, surely then hopefully it filters down to those lower levels where they go, you know what, I can put my hand up and say, I can't play one game for... you know, Kapunda bees or whatever, because I know that it's not right for me at this point. So
right.
I think from that concussion point of view, well done to her. And I think the 12 days is awesome. From the bye, we need it as well. But Jars, you're obviously on the other side.
And I'm on the other side as well. 1-3-3-5-3. The momentum. Would you want 2 weeks off Would you want 2 weeks, no football before the grand final?
Yeah, that's a big, that is a
love to hear from the family.
133353, is the pre-grand final buy a good idea? Ebo, Bluey and Jars, your Dead Set Legends on Adelaide's Triple M. 104.7, Adelaide's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends this morning. Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
Talk of a grand final buy before the grand final. Good idea or bad idea? Greg Blewett, you think it's a good idea? Bad idea.
Good idea.
Bradley Ebert, you want to see the players have 12 days off before a big grand
final? Give
them
a month off before the grand final.
Honestly. Honestly, what's next?
Talk about players' welfare. Yeah, we need to do it.
That is important. Absolutely. Yeah. But it's a gladiator sport, and it's the last man standing. I get about the concussion rule.
I'm not sitting here saying it has to be about the concussion rule. I just think there's another element to it, that there's more positives to it than
not. I think there's
more positives to it than in the pre-finals
buy. You've got the pre-season
buy.
What else do you want, you players?
You've got the mid-season buy.
And you've got the mid-season buy. And then you've got the pre-season... and then you've got the pre-final buy.
So the issue is the AFL have, like, we've negotiated as players in the past to have two buys throughout the year. That's why the finals buy is there. Mm. So I don't know how they'd go about then completely.
You lose momentum, I reckon. 1-2-3-5-3. Get on the phone. See if we're on the right path here. Let's go to Geordie of Ranella. Good morning, George.
Good morning, boys. How are you going?
What's your take on it, young man?
Slightly different tact. I think the sentiment that is trying to get across potentially is that, and particularly in Chelsea's situation, is that you don't want her to miss out on the winner's medal, the AFL Grand Final winner's medal. So potentially you could go down a track like they do in the EPL, and that is have a certain amount of games, you qualify for a winner's medal if your team happens to get up on the day.
No, not for me.
You don't want Chelsea to get a medal if they win today.
No, it's one of those issues where if you play on the day,
you get a medal.
You get a medal. I believe that's still a part of the game.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're a traditionalist here, and now all of a sudden you're swinging onto that.
No, I didn't say. I agree.
What do you feel?
No, I don't think they get a medal.
Yeah, that's. And it's an unfortunate event in football.
No, I think Chelsea Randall deserves a medal.
If they win today.
Yeah, if they win today. Absolutely.
Mm. That's another debate for another day. Alfie from Athelstan, good friends of ours.
Good morning, boys.
G'day, mate. What do you think, mate?
I think they should have a week off. Look at Marinoff's poor girl. Like, she could have been playing the grand final without a week off. But in saying that, look, Evo, like, you're a bit older. Your body needs more rest. You want to see the best in a grand final, okay? You want the best players in there. You want a great team, a great side, playing two great sides playing against each other. You're best of the best. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's a great call. Because you think about, say, Boakey, Robbie Gray, coming up against Jack Riewoldt and Cochin, say, if we were all to get in the grand final this year, those two teams, they're senior players that, with a week off, they're going to be only better than what they would have been the week before. Good call.
Thanks, Alf. Let's go to David of Vale Park. Good morning, David.
Okay, let's... I think it's a brilliant idea. Yep. Two reasons. I think currently the pre-finals buy is there only to make for better games the following week rather than actually rewarding teams that have made it. And I think if you're going to reward teams, you want to reward the two that make it to the to the big grand final.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is how many times we hear that prelim finals are the best games of the season.
They are. Yes. Well said.
Give a week off. And let's make the grand final the best game of the season in terms of a contest.
That's a great call.
Get all the players out there.
Well said, David. Can I have a prize, please, G?
Sure. $100 meats and treats voucher for our mates down at Port Road, Pinemarsh. Everybody loves their pets.
Big Maxi boy looking for a girlfriend. Let's go to Dion from Blackwood. G'day, Dion.
How are we?
Good, mate. Your thoughts, please.
I reckon there should be no buy because, in like Chelsea Randall, she's not too bad with the concussion. But like as Brad's had many before as well, that if you had the 12 days off, you could still try to push to play the next game, even though you're not quite right.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Good call.
Yes.
Don't mind.
I guess there are lingering effects and stuff, but I guess it does take out that whole 12-day protocol, doesn't it? Mm. So at least you've got the choice then. Whereas this way, it's just you don't have a choice, I guess. So yeah. Anyway, fair point.
Good on you, Dion. There's some good calls there.
Yes.
Some very balanced
calls. I don't agree
calls.
With the 12-day protocol either, by the way. Whoa. I've said that before.
For concussion?
Because I think concussion, the brain injuries are different with everyone as well. So just to have a line ball 12 days, it varies from person to person and the severity of the concussion.
Mm. No, it does. I also I don't agree with you, though,
Louis. I don't agree with you either, Greg. Because you're not a brain doctor. You're not a brain surgeon. So you don't know. You don't know what Bradley's been going through.
But there's
why not 14 days?
But there's so much grey area that they've just gone, all right, you need to at least miss a game. 12 days is missing a game and giving you a little bit of time. So, I don't know. For mine, it's very much that, okay, we don't understand enough about it. Corky or whatever it is, you know, you can normally play through it and you'll be okay because we've had 60 years of history behind it. They're only just catching up in terms of the actual treatment, the severity, the way that they actually judge the concussion and all that sort of stuff, the long-term effects. So, yeah, I just feel as if 12 days has been brought in just as a blanket rule to at least alleviate some of those issues.
Emma? Coming up, chatting with the legends, Triple M's own AFL newsbreaker, Jay Clark, in 10. This is your Dead Set Legends on Triple M.
Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL newsbreaker. Jay Clark.
Oh, we love this young man on a Saturday morning. Dead Set Legends. His nostrils flare for information all around the country. Good morning to you, Jay.
Oh, I love it, Jazz, when you still call me young. I'm 38. I haven't been asked my ID in about 10 years, mate, walking into a pub. So that's very kind of you, Jazz. How are you, boys? I love joining you on a Saturday morning.
Nice, good boy. Mate. Let's talk about last night's fallout for the Collingwood Football Club. What are you hearing?
Oh, a significant fallout, really. And such a shame because Anzac Day game, one of the biggest matches of the regular season next weekend. The Pies are going to be missing two of their key players. It's a hammer blow. So Geordie to go out with that concussion and facial injury. And then Jeremy Howe, who was such an important player, is also going to be missing 3 or 4 weeks with that hamstring. So we're going to see the Baby Pies versus the Baby Bombers next week. Zach Reed's playing for the Bombers today. So along with Nick Cox and Archie Perkins, they've got their 3 top 10 picks playing against Brisbane this afternoon. It's going to be a very young side. But I tell you what, boys, if you put a line through the Pies now, what are they? 1-4. They threw Darcy Moore forward last night. Looked good, but then after halftime, they couldn't just get it forward. Mm. Am I being too harsh here, boys? Am I being too harsh here in saying that the Pies have struggled to get the ball forward and score with a system and a consistency that could count against Nathan Buckley when the decision is made at the end of the year? Like, has it not been the same problem? And is it personnel or is it a system-based thing with the Pies?
No, it's a stubborn, arrogant coach, senior coach. That's what it is. And you're absolutely spot on. They cannot move the ball from defensive 50 to forward 50 with speed. And when they did, they looked dangerous.
They did. Yeah. They did. But they can't do it consistently.
But
so that's
I'm telling
issue.
You, he should have been. Look, they should have made a change 2 or 3 years ago. That's just my opinion.
What, with Buckley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Buckley. He took them to a grand final a couple of years
mate,
ago.
Mate, I don't care. I don't care. Look at them. They're falling apart.
Mate, they're struggling now. But struggling. He was one of the key reasons for them rebuilding in that phase. So I don't think you can just throw him out already.
Disagree with that.
Anyway, mate, let's go on to the you're talking about the Baby Pies v. the Baby Bombers next week. Nick Dacos, it looks like he could be almost the number one player in the draft pool. What are you feeling?
You are all over him, Evo. So I was speaking to an experienced recruiter yesterday, and I kid you not, he said he's the best under-18 player he had ever seen.
Ever that seen?
That is how high the raps. I nearly fell off my chair when
I've just passed out.
not for the first time. Well, it was a significant call. I mean, this bloke has been around these kids for 15 years. He's one of the best in the business, and said Nick Dacos, so the Pies will get father son, obviously. So he'll be there'll be a beard like Jamara. He'll cost them the number one pick. But he said that he's a straight into the team for round one, rising star winner. Lock him in. So we've seen the impact Matt Rowell has had. And this bloke said Nick Dacos has got him covered. So for all the doom and gloom and troubles at the Pies at the moment, that is some exciting sunshine on the horizon. Mm.
Jonathan Patton retired yesterday, Jay-Z. So it looks like his off-field dramas sort of caught up with him in the end.
Yeah, so and in his statement yesterday, Bluey acknowledged, and I think this is important, it is really important, that his conduct towards women and some of the sexting and photos and that had been going on was completely unacceptable. So, and we've known this over the past few months, that John Patton, the Hawthorn forward, has just got to get his life in order. Mm. So for the past few months, it wasn't about football, it wasn't about training, keeping fit for him. It was dead set trying to make changes in his life that is going to set him up for success over the next 30 years or the second part of his life. And an important part of that was sticking his hand up and said, he'd been really disrespectful to women and owed all of them an apology. And he did that yesterday. So it's not about footy for Johnny Patton. He won't play AFL again. But those significant off-field concerns. I mean, his welfare and his health is the priority at the moment.
Yeah, it is. Now, let's just make a change here to Port Adelaide v Carlton tonight. We've talked about Port Adelaide at length, but Carlton, what are the changes?
Oh, geez, I'm keen on the power in this one, boys. I tell you what, well, liking for the premiership, there are some changes at Carlton. And your boy, McGovern, Charles, I know you're such a big fan of his work at both ends of the ground over the past few years.
Yep.
He's back.
Is he playing?
He's got a big chance for the Blues. He's back in, along with Zach Williams, who gives him the electrifying run. Paddy Dow, so he's a talking point at the moment amongst other clubs. He's been shipped out of that team. He's a high pick, we know, with a lot of talent. Got some yips with his kicking.
Yep.
Wouldn't shock me if he's traded at the end of the year, boys.
Righto.
What about Christian Petrarca, the star Melbourne player, Jay-Z? Contract? Getting any closer?
He'll be the number one or the most sought-after player in the game next year if Melbourne don't tie him up this year. So they don't want it to get to that point. They want to stitch him up on a six-year deal, sort of $900,000.
Yeah, that's about right.
A year.
Yep.
However, if he hangs out next year, Jars, is he worth Dusty money? Would you pay him 1.2 Dustin Martin deal?
Well, no. Bradley, you can answer that one.
I wouldn't say he's at that level, but I think he's also at a position where he seems like a bit of a team player. He'd be able to understand that, and he'd probably take a contract that's respectable, but not going to try and chase that sort of figure.
Hey, Jay-Z, just before we let you go, Noah Bolter, has he managed to get that laser eye surgery?
That was great stuff. You and BT.
Oh, BT.
Wow.
He takes the piss out of me, BT.
I know he does. Everyone he does.
It is extraordinary. I've heard Noah Bolter talk about how he struggles to see downfield. So how in the hell he catches the ball is beyond me. But that was quite funny for Brian.
All right, good calling on the weekend, Jay. We'll speak to you on the rush hour during the week. Good stuff, mate.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks, there he is, Triple M's very own Jay Clark here on the Dead Set Legend. No, he's our dear friend. He joins us every Saturday morning on Dead Set Legends. Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Well, lots to talk about. Scott McLaughlin dominated the Supercars Championships in the recent years, as we know. He was the number one man. This weekend, he launches into his first full season of IndyCar. Big change for him.
Big change. Alabama for round one. Practices tomorrow morning, our time. He actually made his debut for IndyCar after he left Bathurst last year. But really, I mean, this is really his rookie year. And he's immersed himself in this since he left Australian shore. So he got to benchmark himself here against a few very good drivers, but now that gene pool is bigger. So, I mean, you're talking elite athletes that have come from all sorts of motorsport and those that are very well-versed in NASCAR. So significant step up. They play hardball there. There's good guys like his teammate, Aussie Will Power and Scott Dixon, the reigning champion that I guess that he can draw from. He'll no doubt have some down days, but I reckon this guy is going to impress, and he's got some very good people in his corner. Can't wait to see how he goes.
Now, good luck for Scotty there. Now, Supercars are in Tasmania this weekend, the home turf of former champion Marcus Ambrose. I'm excited for that. So what's the two-time champion going to be like on the microphone?
Just 3 degrees there.
No.
I've just been in Tassie. You just gone down.
You wiped that joint out, didn't you?
three races there this weekend. We've talked about it on the show recently. Shane Van Gisbergen in great form. He leads the series by 150 points over his teammate, Jamie Whincup. And this is a nice little addition for the weekend. So they're effectively in Marcus Ambrose's backyard. You're right, he's been a two-time champion in the early to mid-2000s there, before he went and did 10 years of NASCAR. He's got a really nice kind of straight shooting style with very good rapport with those teams in the lane, and I think he'll add some good insights in and around the races. Should be good.
Yeah, awesome. Of course he will. Now, the F1 boys are in Italy for round two. Now, our own Daniel Ricciardo was on the podium last time he was at this track. What's his chance of a repeat? Because practice overnight didn't look great.
No, top 10 in session one, 18th in session two. He could have been 11th had he not exceeded the track limits. They've got a bit of work to do there, and Daniel admits that. And the focal point really is overnight / today, because it's hard to pass at Imola. You've got to qualify. You've got to qualify well to have a good chance of a shot at the podium. Now, the car is clearly a good race car. I don't think they've fully unlocked its qualifying potential yet, and it's probably been hampered a little bit this weekend by a step up in performance from Ferrari. Obviously, up front, Mercedes leading the way, Valtteri Bottas fastest, and Red Bull sort of in the mix again there as well. So hopefully Dan can unlock something for qualifying tonight.
Yeah, exciting weekend for F1. Now, Jack Miller, he's back to full fitness after that operation. We've talked about that over the last few weeks. He was in the top five in practice for the MotoGP in Portugal.
Absolutely, absolutely. And saying no issues with that arm pump. So that's significant. So he was fifth in session two. And he was on the podium there last time in Portugal at the end of 2020. So should be, fingers crossed, a strong weekend for the Ducatis.
Great stuff, Rusty. We'll speak again next week. Make sure you rug up down here in Tassie. Those pums will get shivered up.
See you, mate.
Greg Rust there.
That's Rusty for Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
It's your Dead Set Legends this morning. Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman for Adelaide's Triple M.
This is where we like to delve into you boys. Had you, you know, back at home, and you've been away, Gregory, down to Tassie on a junket.
He has a big fully paid-for
golf 5 days. You're leaving your poor wife, Catherine,
Private jets, all that sort of stuff.
4.5 days.
60K
wins. Eating crayfish and...
What's that got to do with what I'm eating?
Sucked in with the wind as well. Wind and rain. He's shown me videos before, like, how bad is this? How hard is this?
Tough life.
Mate, I had to carry this show last week. Jars was bringing nothing.
What'd you say then? Beg your pardon? What'd you say? You had to what?
No, mate, I don't know, Tiger.
I heard that.
We need to settle that
now,
down.
Now, how'd you go? What's happened in the Ebert household?
Oh, mate, so I've had a bit of a... It's been an interesting week. Bit sad, bit happy. So I've sold our place down in Wollonga. We had a property down there. And settlement was yesterday. So,
ching, ching.
But the other part of it, do you know what the best part about it? Beck has become a master... What is it? Marketplace fiend. You know Marketplace on Facebook?
Yes.
Mate, she is all over it.
Yeah.
So we sold a bike the other night. We've got a TV.
It's like Gumtree, but it's on Facebook.
So it's Gumtree, but on Facebook, and she is like legitimately addicted. So anyway, I see is her on her phone, like, oh yeah, we sold this. I feel as if like the shirt's going to be taken off my back.
It won't be far away.
The amount of stuff we're selling. So good on to her. But anyway, that's been my latest.
So
Marketplace.
Marketplace
is the place to be.
Okay. What about you, young man? Considering you haven't been around.
What's today?
Saturday morning.
What do I normally do after work?
You do partake in a golf day down at Hikianga.
What am I wearing right now?
Well, you're wearing shorts.
You've actually put thongs
on. Raggedy
T-shirt. So I'm not wearing golf gear, am I? Now, what did we talk about when we left here yesterday?
I said, are you playing golf?
And I said, well, I haven't brought it up with Catherine
yet. You haven't
spoken
to your lovely wife.
No, so we went to the Sesame Street Circus yesterday.
You did say that, yeah.
Took the kids along.
You did, yeah.
And it was all about, you know, getting Catherine in.
You said timing.
So when you're asked to play golf, knowing that I'd been away on the golf trip, so I was going to be, it was 50-50.
Yes.
And on the way out of the circus, I didn't even get to ask. Catherine said, you're not playing golf tomorrow, are you?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
So what happened?
I said, my name's down to play.
Yes.
And she goes, there is no way in hell.
Oh, you beauty.
So, I'm cleaning floors. I can't wait.
Good.
Sucked in.
Good on you, Catherine.
Well done,
and she sat me down during the week and said, look, we've got to work as a team. You know, I'm starting my business.
Good.
And I said, all I want is Wednesday arvos, Saturday arvos, and I'll just be at your beck and call.
That's all you
want. Get to the first Saturday arvo.
Yes.
No golf. She hasn't held up her end of the bargain.
Well, you've been away, in fairness to Catherine. It's not all about you.
Surely 5 days of golf. Surely you can have a day off, can't you, Bluey?
So you had to ring did you have to ring Kiong?
Well, I wouldn't have been out. I went online and took my name out, but I wasn't happy.
That would have been tough.
Now you're walking in like Bindi Irwin.
What's wrong with Bindi?
What's the lad's name?
Where'd you get for that?
Yeah, where did that come from?
What's the lad's name again?
Steve Irwin?
No, Robert Irwin.
Bob.
Bob.
What is happening?
104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends every Saturday morning from 9 o'clock. This morning, Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
Just before we talk about Chelsea Randall, does she deserve a premiership win if our girls get up today? And we wish them all the best at Adelaide Oval. So far, 25,000 tickets pre-sold.
Yep.
So we want to get 35 and get rare, you know, get.
But 38, 38.
For me, the
capacity.
Time slot, these girls deserve a better time slot because there's so much community football happening today.
Well, right? I think
so
that,
a lot of the young girls miss
that
out.
That sort of ties into the whole chat around when AFLW should be played, really, doesn't
correct.
It? Could be over the summer and finish before yep. AFL yes. and have its own sort of time.
Yep. So just quickly, the great man, one of the greatest of all time, Russell Lee, but how's yeah. he been going with fighting leukemia?
Oh,
just
mate.
Quickly.
He's in the battle, I guess. He's fighting hard. Yep. You know. He's pretty high spirits, but at the same time, it's just a tough battle,
it's a tough
really.
Battle.
It is. And that's so, you know, he's working through it at the moment. Mm. And he does. He always appreciates everyone's support and love and all that sort of
yeah,
stuff. And
beautiful.
I think the best way, I've said about it in the past, but the best way to be able to help is to, you know, the Adelaide the Red Cross, go yeah. in there, donate yeah. blood.
Beautiful.
And yeah, just do your bit because he knows that how important that is.
So, well done.
Yep.
Yeah, well, our thoughts and love with the great man and
yeah,
Di
cheers,
and,
Jazz.
And
yeah,
Brett and everyone. That, so yeah, yep. we're thinking of them all the time. Now, Chelsea Randall, does she deserve it or not?
I
yes
do.
Or no,
I believe so. So as we know that Chelsea Randall, she's the heart and soul of
correct.
That football side, right? Mm-hmm. Now she got...
But she's not playing.
Yep, so she got knocked out cold.
But Greg, she's not playing.
She's not playing.
So if they
I
win,
agree.
Does she deserve a medal? Yes
I,
or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, I suppose there's a few difficulties around that. Like who, how many games have you played? If it was to, you know, go through the squads and, you know, how many games do you have to have played or what? My solution to that would be up to the coach or whoever selects the side.
Mm.
If you would have been chosen in that grand final
right.
side,
yep.
but you're not there because of injury
okay.
they or
it.
Whatever reason,
yep.
then they deserve to have a medal,
I feel
a
like
premiership
it's
medal.
Bradley? I feel like it's a bit of a token thing, you know. Like, I don't think that. So Chelsea, you know, she stood up and said, look, you know, I'm not playing, all that sort of stuff. I don't think then giving her a medal is going to change the way that it's all perceived and played out and all that sort of stuff. I think that, unfortunately for her, she's not going to then be that premiership player. And I don't think that then giving her a medal is going to change that in any way. So
you know what?
Well, I understand that there's been a lot that she's done throughout the club and done throughout the time. And so there's that element of almost a respect sort of token. But at the same time, I just think that if you're not playing on the day, you're not going to be that premiership player. Unfortunately, then you don't get the medal to go with it.
I know that I would be pissed off, Jars.
No, totally.
If I was like, taking back to my career, right? If I'm playing cricket for South Australia and I'm the leading run scorer going into the last round and I, you know, break a finger or whatever, can't play the Shield final and we won it.
Yeah,
and there's no recognition at all that, you know, I helped the side to get to that.
I think
grand
there's that
final.
Internal recognition though, isn't
no,
there?
No, there is.
But I know
there
what
is.
You mean. There's that external sort of actual kudos, well done for what you brought to this club, for what you brought to this organisation to get them to that point.
Yep.
But I still just don't think giving them a medal will change any of that sort of
all
feeling
right.
and sentiment.
What about
Jazz?
You, Jazz?
What are you feeling?
For me, no. It's just the 22 players and the coach. Right.
You're not a premiership player, are you?
No, you're not. You and you know what? 1997, when Norwood, we played Port Adelaide in the grand final, Gary McIntosh got reported the week before against Centrals, right? He got a week for it, but if he didn't do what he did, we probably wouldn't have played in that grand final. So typical Macca was selfless. He did a bit of a late hit on Stewie Jew, who was killing us at the time. Now, Macca didn't play in that grand final, but yet got a medal. Now, Macca, he was embarrassed. He said, no, it's not about me. It's about the football club. It's about the whole football club winning the premiership.
Yep,
because everyone
that.
Shares that. So he was very uncomfortable.
Yep.
Very uncomfortable. I don't think he's even got it at home, to be quite honest with you.
Hmm.
So for me, it's the 22 or the 21 and the coach.
Yep. No, that's fair enough. I respect your views. I'm completely the opposite.
Alex from Richmond. G'day, mate. What's your take?
G'day. How are you? I reckon you do the same as what Luke Beveridge did, if he wants to. Give up his medal and give it to Chelsea Randall if they win.
Like Beveridge did with Bobby Murphy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then it's his choice. The other part of that is she's still going to be, do have something to do with the team.
Mm.
But yeah, that's the only thing I can think of if that's the way it goes.
And I guess that's a decision, isn't it? That's the coach saying, yes, I want to give it to Chelsea or no, I keep it for myself. But at the same time, if you start giving them out just for the sake of it, I don't think it's necessary. So, that's a good call. That's a good...
Brad, but that's just a one-off, you know what I mean? And that's it. Because of what she's done and where she's, you know, as you say, they're cool.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a really good point.
Good on you, Alex. 133-53-G. We're going to go to the phones. Does Chelsea Randall or anyone deserve a medal if they don't participate in the grand final, yet their team wins? Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. so many scenarios to this.
Yes, there is.
There is.
What about the backroom staff, the volunteers? They all miss out, or are they just happy with the flag and the Premiership Cup?
Well, I think that's,
no,
that's
their part of the process. Yeah, that's what I mean. And yeah. Internally, yes. Yeah, so.
Process. God, I hate that word.
133353. And oh, don't you? So I like the word journey.
Yeah, journey's a good word. Journey. We are on journey.
Anyway,
well done,
we digress. We've got an excellent prize to give away as well. 133353. A 2-day general admission pass for you and three mates to the Bend Motorsport Park.
Oh, yeah.
And if you tune
yeah.
into Ruined Dits on Monday morning and state the code word supercars for your chance to win for you and three mates, a hot lap to the Bend as well on Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th of May. Supercars are back at the Bend Motorsport Park May 7 to 9. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek. So 133353. Does Chelsea Randall deserve the medal? It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars. Adelaide's Triple M every Saturday morning from 9. It's your Dead Set Legends, Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
Good on you, G. Obviously, we're chatting about the Chelsea Randall. Unfortunately, she won't be playing in today, as we all know. But if they do get the premiership win, the girls, and they'll be fighting for her, don't worry. She's going to motivate those girls. Does she deserve a premiership ring?
Too right,
they give away a ring. You saying yes?
Too right.
Bradley and I saying no.
I'm saying no. Yep.
Family, 133353. Let's go to John from. Let's go to Andrew from Parafield Gardens. G'day, Andy.
Hey, how you going?
Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think maybe they could have two different medals, one for the playing group and then another club premiership season medal for the rest of the team that didn't get to play on the day.
Yeah, okay. That's an interesting thought. Mm-hmm. Not really my cup of tea, but so that's sure, okay.
You are hardcore, mate.
No, it's not.
In what way? I'm just saying it how it is.
Yeah. You are hardcore, mate.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks for that. Let's go to David of Salisbury East. G'day, David.
There you go. I'm Jazz, boys.
Good, hey, thanks, guys. Mate.
That's the way. Hey, with this sub rule,
yep.
Does the sub get a medal if it doesn't get activated?
That's a great...
That's a bloody good question.
Yeah, that is a great question. They are. They're suited up. They're dressed...
If they get a medal, Chelsea should be entitled to one too.
Yeah, look, yeah, mate, that's,
no, under your mate, if they don't get out onto that ground, they're not getting
on
either.
But they're on the sheet. They're on the team sheet as
so
a
what?
Sub.
They don't play.
So they deserve a medal back, if no, they're a
according
sub. They're
to
on
you
the
guys,
team sheet.
Back in the '80s, SNFL, there was no rotations.
Not
hardly,
at all.
You know, the guys that were sitting on the bench, did they still get a medal?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so they're still
on
playing.
The team
they're actually
if
dressed
you're on
and ready in
the team sheet on the day. Yeah, but they're still on the team sheet.
They're still on the team sheet.
They're on the. Yes. So absolutely, David. Great question. Let's go to Maddie from Mount Compass.
Come on, sort it out.
G'day, Maddie.
How you going, boys?
Oh, this is a good one. I like about cricket.
So, yeah, I played in a grand final cricket for Wollonga. We ended up winning the premiership, but I didn't play in the game. I played all year in the team, but didn't get the game for the grand final. I ended up being the 12th man for the team.
Yep.
And, yeah, I got a medal for being in the team, but I really appreciated that from all the boys letting me be out there, be a part of it, and... yeah, it was awesome.
Ah, brilliant. There you go. So, once again, cricket doing it right.
But he is dressed and he's like a part of it in a way. He can go out and field
correct.
And stuff like that.
Man.
It'll be
So
on the team sheet. Well, he was. Johnny from Golden Grove, good morning.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
You have an issue with the prelim final.
Well, my point is, I'm sort of on Brett's side here. Now, if this didn't happen in the preliminary final, her injury, and it happened 3 weeks ago, would we be talking about it?
That's a good point. Good point.
Because it only seems like because it's the preliminary final, now we want to give her a medal. But if it happened 3 weeks ago, she wouldn't even be mentioned, even though she's done everything that she has as much as she could to get him in the final. So if you're not in the side, the person who receives it, it doesn't even really mean much to them because they're not actually in the side. You have to be part of it. You have to wear the Guernsey. You have to be out there on the day. You have to actually contribute on the day to get the medal. Otherwise, I don't think you should get it, and I don't think that person really wants it anyway.
Yeah, fair point.
Good point there, Johnny. Let's go to Karen of Flagstaff Hill. G'day, Karen.
Hi, chaps. I've always wondered why it takes every member of the team to get them to the grand final to the end of the year, and then those that do and happen to miss out on that one game don't get a medal.
Yes.
Why isn't there one medal for the players on the day, that's the grand final medal, and then there's another medal for the other guys that got them there throughout the year, and that's a behind-the-scenes medal.
Well, yes. I wouldn't be surprised if there are those sort of recognitions internally, you know, like at best and fairest nights and all that sort of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if clubs do, you know, say well done to everyone, and they get something in recognition of winning the flag. But on the day, I just don't think it's necessary.
Tony Modric won the Coleman medal.
Mm. Godra, what a man.
Got him into the grand final. Obviously missed out with the knee injury, but didn't get a medal.
Mm-hmm.
So Karen's not far off.
Yeah.
Does he get rewarded? But
yep. Everyone talks about it's a squad mentality, and everyone part of that squad has got something. Everyone though. They're at all the training sessions.
So everyone, if the Crows girls wins today, every one of those players that don't play get a ring as well. So you're saying, what is a squad of 35 girls?
Well, I'm not saying that they all...
35 girls plus the coaching staff get a premiership ring.
No, my solution was that if the coach decides that a player would have been chosen in the best 22,
then
they get the ring.
Great stuff, Karen. Can I have a prize for Karen, please?
Yeah, we're going to send Karen and three mates along to the Bend Motorsport Park for 2 days. Yeah, nice. Awesome prize. Supercars are back at the Bend Motorsport Park, May 7 to 9. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek.
Well done, Karen. Have a lovely day. Nathan from Kensington Park. G'day, Nath.
G'day, guys.
Your thoughts?
Well, it's the team that plays on the day that actually won the grand final.
Correct.
At the end of the day, that's what it is. And if you want to pay homage to the team person that helped you get there, you do that internally.
Great call. Great call.
He's thank you, Nathan. Thank you. Well done, my friend. Spot on. James from Mitcham. G'day, Jimmy.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Your thoughts, please.
It opens up a Pandora's box, I reckon. It's just as much as you love a medal, it's a hard, dark story. Like Matty Primus, 2004.
Yep.
Nat Newey, 2018. It's unfortunate. She's done a fantastic job for the club. I'm with you and Eva on this one, Jars.
Good on you, James.
Right, thanks,
thank
Jimmy.
You for that. Last call, Cooter from Golden Grove. G'day, Cooter.
How you going, Jughead, all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, right. I've been torn on this one, mate.
Please.
I tend to think no. You know, I was a skipper of cricket club. We went through undefeated all year, and I got rubbed out for the grand final.
You did.
So that, I was a bit stiff on that.
Mm. Mm.
And you would have appreciated a medal or something like that?
At the end of the day, I think probably no, you know, because the boys did. I mean, I skipped it from the sideline.
But you helped us there, though. You helped us get in there, though, Cooter.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Didn't I give you my medal? Didn't I give you mine?
I think you might have, Juggy. Yeah, I think you did, yeah.
Good to hear from you, brother.
All right, mate.
Take care, mate. God love you.
What did he call you? Jughead.
Jughead. I love this. Jughead.
Stick.
I'm not going to forget that one.
Evo, Jughead and Bluey.
Your Dead Set Legends on Triple M. On 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, every Saturday morning from 9, it's your Dead Set Legends, Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
Certainly is, Em. Oh. What's that?
Oh, we had Harry Schoenberg on the phone, but we don't now.
He's gone.
Now he's gone. What have you done?
What's happened?
Well, I just saw that the arms came out.
Oh, no. Very good.
What are you doing
just
with the arms?
Just to cross to Harry.
I'll tell you what we do have, though.
We've got some text messages.
Yeah, we've got some text on 0488 51 147. You guys were talking to Chelsea Randall.
Yep.
Does she deserve a medal if the Crows win today?
Right. What are they
so
saying, G?
So, Dan in Salisbury, participation awards. The NBA gives the whole list a ring. Last year, there was a player that was traded mid-season and was winning a ring if either team won, as he was in both squats.
There you go.
And then Ant-Man in Paralowie.
Good man, Ant-Man.
On the team sheet for the day, you get a medal.
Well done.
Please let us not go down the participation road for first, second, third, for school sports.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bad luck. Ant-Man. Suck it up.
Yep.
Is that it, G?
That's it.
Is Harrant's on the phone?
He sure is.
Harrant's.
Go again.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Right.
And as I understand, he's just come off the track, and it's a very big welcome to Dead Set Legends, Harry Schoenberg. Good morning, Harry.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Yeah, really good. Now, Harry, can you just clear it up? Now, my intel is it's Schoenberg. Jars says Schoenberg. What is it?
It actually is Schoenberg. But,
nice, Schoenberg.
When I came up to Adelaide, when I was at Woodville West Torrens, the boys started calling me Schoenberg, and then it sort of just caught. So I don't really mind
What's the nickname?
Which one I get called. But,
what's the nickname? What do you get called? What's your nickname amongst the group?
Oh, just Shonies, pretty much.
Shonies,
the main one, but there's a few more, probably can't say, but
Harry Schomburg.
Schomburg.
Yep. Yeah, but it's so but I'm calling him Harry Schomburg.
Just drop the E.
Just because.
Basically,
because,
it's not
just
that
because
hard,
you're Jazz.
Hey, now, Harry, you've just come off the track. How'd that go? Day before the game.
Yeah, it was a very good session, actually. So just a few skills, just keep the footies around. Got the footies in our hands, but, yeah, it was really good. A few of the boys had a bit of a test, I think. Smithers and Tex were just running around, but other than that, we're all okay and ready to go tomorrow.
Personally, mate, you seem to have really found your feet. You've kicked two goals, had 20 possessions last week, playing some outstanding football. How are you finding it? How's the mindset around that? Is that just one of those things where you've developed, or is it something that, I don't know, over the time you've, you're just finding that form, mate? How are you going?
Yeah, I think it's personally just confidence. Played 12 or 13 games now, so just more game time, believing in myself. And obviously, as a team as well, we've started to click together and obviously find our feet. So, it's just easy as that. It's confidence, just believing in yourself, find the footy and then using your skills from there. So, it's just been a big thing for me this year, is just believing in myself and playing good footy. So it's been great.
Awesome, mate. Now, Scotty Burns has come into the group as a coach of the midfield. Has he changed things up? Because it seems as if as a midfield group, you're just gelling well together and you're playing some great footy. You're able to get it out of centre clearance. I think you're number one at the moment, out of centre clearance into forward 50. So has he changed anything, or is that just a natural evolution?
Do you mean Nathan Van Bello or Scotty Burns?
Burnsy.
It's sorry, Nathan Van Bello.
Oh, but he's the mid. VB.
VB's been great. Obviously, he was at West Coast for a bit as a midfield coach there and won a premiership with them. So he's brought over just some great knowledge, I guess. And he's also a bit younger, so we've connected really well with him. He's been a big role model for me, really. So it's been great for him to come in and obviously teach us that. And we've connected really well as a young midfield group. So
good, mate. Awesome.
It's been good.
Now, young Harrants, haircut. Yep. Are we looking at changing things up there? Because I don't like the way you're running around with that scruffy haircut. And secondly, have you got a lovely young partner that you take out of the pictures?
Do I like my haircut, do you?
No, I want it sorted.
He's jealous, mate.
Jealous of anyone with hair, basically.
No, well, my godson, James Rowe, massive footy IQ.
He's got a decent haircut,
and I'm going to give him a call after tomorrow's game.
Right. Well, it's trendy. Because he's got the boys those are sideburns. On trend.
In the end, James Rowe, what's he looking like, Jimmy?
Let it go, mate.
I've just got the curls, and don't they say curls get the girls? So I'm just
Well done.
He thinks the curls get the girls. Now, if you've got a lovely young partner, what do you do in your spare time, young Harrants?
I do, actually. So
good boy.
Pretty fresh. So, I've been with her for about 6-7 weeks now. So
nice. Wow, very fresh.
Emma G, any advice for young Harrants with a new partner?
Be good to her.
Yeah, what
treat her well?
Treat good.
Yeah. Treat her well, yep, definitely.
That's the boy. Where are we going after that? anything else you want to know? What do you do in your spare time, Harry? Fishing, golf?
I love fishing. My old man and my grandpa, we've got a shack over the York Peninsula at Moonta, so I love to go out there and fish when I have a bit of spare time. Obviously can't get out as much now we're in season, but I do try to have a hit of golf as well, but I'm no good on the stick. So, just a bit of casual time, have a hit with the boys. But
chatting with Crows Harry Schoenberg. Now, we had Lockie Scholl on during the week.
Schoenberg.
Now, Harrants, I need you to listen to this because you need to explain to us what this means.
Nickname? Gravel Muncher. Where's that come from?
Oh, that's came straight from Texas, God.
No. Might not have been.
Gravel Muncher.
I've never been more certain of where that's came from.
Right. Right.
So, I actually don't know. I think it's you're gonna have to throw that to young to Harry Schoenberg because he started it.
Okay.
It seemed to have grown legs, and Tex and I seemed to like it. So keep calling each other Gravel Muncher. So you might have to ask Harry about that.
Righto. Right, Harry.
Please explain.
And we're a family show.
I'm just going to probably keep it inside, Harry.
He's gone
a little joke between me, Tex, and Charlie. So,
okay, keep it at that.
can't spill the facts too much on that one. Sorry, boys.
Harry.
All right, fair enough. Jeez. Hey, Harry, thanks for joining us.
Oh, is that
mate.
It? We ca- he's
no, that's
gone,
it.
Is he?
No, that's it. That's it. You know, he's got a busy day.
He's got to get ready for the big game.
So, all good, mate. Hey, Harry, thanks for joining us on Dead Set Legends, taking on Freo tomorrow at home, 12:40. All the best, mate. Good luck, mate.
No, thank you very much. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Lovely.
There you go. Harry Schonberg.
Learn a bit
about speaks
him.
Well, doesn't he?
Lovely.
Yeah, fantastic.
For a youngster.
Guy.
Good
little
10
footballer.
Games. Yeah, little tough nut.
But won't give away the mayor, the nickname.
Nah, fair enough. There might be a bit more to
what
it.
What was your nickname down at the Sacker?
Bluey.
Tickets?
Yeah. Bluey.
Pockets? Deep pockets?
Certainly wasn't Jughead.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman. Ebo, you reckon you've got a confession to make?
Oh, look, I did something during the week and it. I was curious to know what Jars thought of it, really. I think Bluey would be on my side. Probably not, to be honest. But during the week, I'd do my deliveries, dropping off a bit of wine and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I saw a little bit of beer, bought a six-pack of alcohol-free beer.
Did you?
And I'm loving it, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, really enjoying it, drinking it quite happily at night time. I've replaced the Coke Zeros with alcohol-free beer, and it's pretty good. Pretty good change. What do you reckon, Jazz?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I was waiting
what
for something.
Hang on.
All right. So,
see, you do something. Chunk it over there would do something.
No,
like that.
No.
And eat grass
I'm
and smoke
like
the air.
I threw it to him earlier, and he was all off me.
I was... No, because I like beer, but I don't like it as much to just be sipping on it.
Mate. Heineken what? Zero, fantastic. There was like this upflow lager or upflow. It was actually pretty decent, mate. And I'm standing by it. I'm just going to keep
does
drinking.
Does it taste the same?
Tastes like beer. Tastes like beer.
No, it doesn't.
It tastes close enough to. Close
I
enough to that I'm happy
your
drinking.
Your dad would be ashamed of you.
Nah, he'd happily have one with me, I reckon.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, Dad, nice
and
sitting
your
there
mother.
The Heineken Zero. Yeah, Mum might be a bit different.
Jazz, I reckon next week we do a blind test. We'll bring in alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and we'll see if you can tell the difference.
That's a great call. Mm. I'll bring in the Heineken Zero.
I do not
Zero.
Partake in alcohol before a coaching gig, so I'm out.
Fair.
You can do a taste and spit, you know, like a wine tasting.
Yeah, good point.
I'll bring my wines in and I'll bring some beer in and we'll see which ones are matching
really
up.
Disappointed.
So this is going to be a regular...
Mate, I think it might be, especially if it creates this sort of controversy. I feel like I'm just going to have to drink it out of spite.
You could drink it during the show.
I could, because it's zero alcohol. It's just like kombucha. I love kombucha too.
Oh, don't go there.
You're going to drop anyone else's.
You're with me.
All about
is this
it
a
on the kombucha train.
Section or?
Oh, I wish, no. Mate. I wish. I do this all out of the love of alcohol-free beer.
No, I can't. I'm off
the table as well. Jazz is almost out of here. I'm going to have to host the show for
the
last
doing
half
a
walk
hour. Out. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
All right, boys. Cricket season is done and dusted, or it's halfway through the Shield final at the moment. But a couple of weeks ago, one of the greats of South Australian cricket called Stumps.
You're going great.
Absolutely.
One of the greats.
I'm going with him. Definitely.
One Chadley Sayers, just one test match, got A.B. de Villiers out.
And got shafted.
Played one test match in Joburg. Yep. First class, listen to these stats, 85 games.
Yeah.
320 wickets.
Stop it.
Average 26.5. 16 fifers.
Get out.
Three tenfers,
I should say. Yep.
Bowled over 19,000 cherries.
19,000.
That's why his knee's stuffed.
Mm.
And he also got me out for 99.
It's
which
not
we,
hard.
Well, it's not that hard. 99, Don Bradman. Chadley, welcome to Dead Set Legends, mate.
Thanks for having me, boys.
No worries. Hey, listen, I know... Probably mixed emotions.
Well, here we go. Just jumped straight in. Let's just embrace it and smell it that he's finally retired. It's a sad day for South Australian cricket.
It is.
This is for you, Chad. You're saying goodbye to everyone.
Better turn it down, Jazz. What a beautiful career.
Oh, there we go. Chadley. So, I suppose mixed emotions towards the end of your career, but... you should be very proud, mate. I mean, those numbers speak for themselves, and I think you've been got on record and say that a lot of people didn't think that you would get to first class level. So to end up with a career like that is magnificent.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, took my time to break into the Shield side and then to break into the Australian side. But I always wanted to play at the top level, and to do that, you had to go through those avenues and. I was never let that dream go and just worked my ass off and eventually knocked down the door and took the opportunities with both hands.
And your recipe for success was obviously your relentless line of length. You didn't tend to confuse yourself too much, come in and try and bowl a similar delivery every single time.
Yeah, I worked
out pretty early. I wasn't going to be a bloke who was going to bowl 140, 145. So I had to come up with a formula that worked at a grade level first, and then at first class level against good players on good wickets. So all batsmen are susceptible to swing bowling, and my formula was to make them make good decisions all the time.
Chatty, Ebo here, mate. Now, you've taken a couple of weeks. What's next? What's next for you post-cricket? What does life at Chad Sayers look like?
As I said, it's still pretty raw at the moment, so I haven't got anything in concrete yet, but there's a few avenues I'm looking at the moment. So obviously, spending some special time with my young family and probably getting out on the golf course and doing that kind of stuff like yourself.
Yeah, mate. That's it. We can go over around soon, I think.
Chad, obviously Bradley Ebert's retired, and you're now retired. Why don't you give him a job with you at Hey Diddle Wines?
Maybe. I think.
Why don't
we
you
do
get him on the road with you?
He could. He could definitely come out on the road. What do you reckon?
You're a taste tester now, are you, Chad?
I do owe him a few bottles, I think, as well. I do need to send a couple his way.
Chatty says you've been described as an old... You've been described... Don't talk when I talk, Chad. Chatty says you've been described as an old-fashioned cricketer. Is that fair?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, my friend, because I was described as a modern-day cricketer.
I've seen you play, Jazz.
he was one of the, he was very professional. Chatty got
fair,
trained
Greg?
His ass off.
With due respect,
bowled a lot of balls at training. Very, very good man to have around the squad. Hey, that test match that you played, now you got AB de Villiers out, but you're also over there when that was the tour, wasn't it? That was old Sandpaper Gate in Cape Town. That was interesting times.
Yeah, it was actually. It was an eye opener for sure. Something you don't want to happen while you're amongst the group, I guess. And I don't think we realised how much it hit home and all the media it caused over in Australia. So, difficult time. But, as you said, the week after was a very special time as well. So, mixed emotions over there, for sure.
Chatty, can you give us a bit of an insight into what happened? Because there's so much confusion about, I suppose, the role that Steve Smith took in that, because, you know, I've heard Mark Rusciuto say that there's no way that Steve Smith didn't know what was going on. But what actually transpired?
Oh, I don't know 100%, but I think, as you know, Bluey, in a cricket change room, and they're pretty small rooms and not much gets passed in there. But, as I said, it was disappointing what happened, something that probably will never happen again. And, even... probably changed the game in a way that there's not much sledging or anything like that going on these days either.
Yeah, mate. Now, I'm just going to turn pace a little bit and get back to the Redbacks.
Yep.
What do you think's next? I guess now that you're retired, you can probably have a bit more of an open opinion on it. They've had a few lean years.
Don't sugarcoat it, mate. They've been disgraceful the last five years.
I just want to know from a former player now, what do you think? What do you think can change, mate? Where do you think they can go?
They've obviously a bit of a changing of the guard now with myself, Tommy Cooper and Fergal out of the room. So I'm sure it'll be a different mix in the rooms, a lot different. But I think we played a few good games at the back end of this Shield season. We drove a lot of games and were unlucky to win a couple. So we're heading in the right direction. We just need to find a formula, I guess, now with the flat wickets to take 20 wickets and win games of cricket, which is probably a key thing to find a decent spinner to win us a game on day four of a game.
Well, there's your bowling coach right there. So I'd sign up Chad Sayers as our bowling coach moving forward, right? So tick that off. And your brother Azza, is he playing footy today for Portland?
Not much gets past you, Jazz.
No.
Chad Lee.
I don't know why he's playing. He won't get a kick. he's scared of his own shadow.
Jazz, play the music. It's time to say goodbye to our very dear friend, even though he's been working all the other radio stations during the week. Snubbed us until Saturday this morning.
He picked the best time. He wanted to come have a chat
with
us,
right,
mate.
Wanted to be in prime
Are you a bit
time,
sad, Blue, or not? Or are you glad you picked
when you
him?
See, no, when you see some of the greats retire from the grain, that's right. He's one of our very, very best.
We love
so
him.
He had a great career. Chadley, congratulations, mate, from us at Triple M here. Enjoy your time
Go
with
Chad.
Steph and the kids, mate, and we'll catch up for a beer soon. Maybe even a game of golf if you like.
Yes,
it,
yes. Good stuff, Chad.
Jeez, that's royalty down there, Bluey, isn't it?
Oh, there you go.
Well, it is.
There you go.
Invite only.
There you go. South Australian cricketer. Yep.
I just wanted to say thanks for all your support over the years, boys.
Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, mate. There is Chad Sayers from the Sacker, now retired. You got a little bit of a tear in your eye there, old chicken legs.
Yeah, a bit of an emotional.
It is emotional.
Yeah.
You're right. This is the Dead Set Legends.
Sportsbet Elite Average Games. Download the app today and make it look easy. With Sportsbet, gamble responsibly.